from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
it is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia bolsters food energy security amid global conflicts, and Indonesia pushes giant seawall plan to protect Java's north coast. Here is the complete details. Coordinating Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono said Indonesia is strengthening its food and energy security in response to rising global conflicts, especially tensions in the Middle East that could disrupt energy supply routes like the Strait of Hormuz and drive up global prices. He emphasized the need for national self-reliance, climate risk mitigation, and better infrastructure and logistics to maintain economic stability, lower distribution costs, and ensure equitable development across all regions of Indonesia. Indonesia is advancing plans for a massive giant sea wall project along Java's northern coast to combat worsening tidal floods, land subsidence, and rising sea levels threatening millions of residents and key economic zones. Coordinating Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono said the project will span about 500 until 575 kilometers across five provinces and involve coastal embankments, offshore seawalls, and mangrove restoration with an estimated total cost of around $80 billion. The government aims to strengthen climate resilience, protect industries and food production areas, and coordinate implementation with regional governments and private investors. Next news is that Indonesia's state-owned energy company Pertamina has partnered with Economic Research Institute for ASEAN and East Asia to support the country's energy transition and energy self-sufficiency goals. Through a memorandum of understanding, the two sides will collaborate on policy research, energy economics analysis, knowledge transfer, and institutional capacity building to help Pertamina balance fossil fuel optimization with the development of cleaner, low-carbon energy under its dual growth strategy. Let's move on to the next news that Indonesia urges conservation efforts ahead of COP17 biodiversity talks. Indonesia is urging stronger biodiversity conservation efforts ahead of the COP17 Convention of Biological Diversity talks in October 2026. Environment Minister Muhammad Jumhur Hidayat emphasized that Indonesia's rich ecosystems, including rainforests, peatlands, mangroves, and coral reefs, are vital for environmental and human sustainability, but face threats from pollution, land use changes, overexploitation, and invasive species. He called for stronger protected areas, land rehabilitation, pollution control, and support for indigenous communities while reaffirming Indonesia's commitment to long-term conservation through its 2025 to 2045 Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan. Indonesia is training young researchers, engineers, and students to support the development of a domestic semiconductor industry and reduce reliance on foreign technology. Through partnerships involving the Higher Education Ministry, Sovereign Wealth Fund Danantara, and British chip company Arm, the program will initially train 1,000 participants in chip design and later expand to 15,000 semiconductor specialists. Officials said the initiative aims to strengthen Indonesia's technological independence, boost industrial competitiveness, and position the country within the growing global semiconductor supply chain. The next news is that the ministry provides career continuity for national internship alumni. Indonesia's Ministry of Manpower is helping national internship alumni transition into the workforce by integrating the Magang Hub internship platform into Career Hub under the Siap Kerja ecosystem. The system allows former interns to showcase their experience, receive automated job matching, and access vacancies from trusted employers and partner job portals such as Glints, JobStreet, Caliber, and Kita Lulus. The initiative is part of the government's broader effort to reduce unemployment, strengthen workforce readiness, and connect young graduates with domestic and international career opportunities. Moving on to the next news that Indonesia's military is strengthening border surveillance in West Kalimantan through anti-drone training to counter potential misuse of unmanned aircraft along the Indonesia-Malaysia frontier. The program involving army personnel and technical instructors focuses on drone detection, aerial threat identification, and counter-drone responses to address challenges such as smuggling, illegal crossings, and espionage. Officials said the initiative is part of broader efforts to modernize border security and improve monitoring across remote land and coastal areas. Last but not least, we have news about Indonesia and Saudi Arabia discuss enhanced security for Hajj pilgrims. Indonesia and Saudi Arabia are strengthening cooperation to improve security and protection for Indonesian Hajj pilgrims during the 2026 pilgrimage season. Indonesia's National Police, Polri, and Saudi Arabia's Presidency of State Security discussed coordination on citizen protection, intelligence sharing, and faster responses to potential issues faced by pilgrims in Mecca and Medina. The talks also addressed efforts to combat illegal and fraudulent Hajj travel schemes as Indonesian authorities continue tightening oversight to protect pilgrims from unauthorized departures and scams. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara, or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2, 2024, and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievement. The song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or anxious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Aku adalah lelaki yang tak pernah lelah mencari wanita. Aku
The World Cup is coming! Know better everything about the World Cup. From big moments that make you go, wait, what? To facts you might have missed. Soccer Fiesta.
Soccer Fiesta.
Quick and fun World Cup trivia. Available every day on voinews.id, RRA Digital, and YouTube VOI Official. Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know that throughout the history of the World Cup, there have always been iconic celebrations? Here are three of them. First, David Beckham in 2002. He scored a penalty against Argentina and celebrated by kissing the England badge, a truly emotional moment of redemption. Then there is Robbie Keane in 2002. His celebration was simple but iconic. He pretended to be Robin Hood, starting with a cartwheel and then mimicking pulling a bow and arrow. Simple but very memorable. Lastly, Bebeto in 1994. After scoring, he celebrated as if he were rocking a baby. It turned out he had just welcomed a child. So it wasn't just about football, but also personal happiness.
Soccer Fiesta.
Kamu benar membuatku tergila-gila ke langit jadinya. Kau pun kirimkan seribu puisi cinta tak pernah kuduga. Ku balas kamu dengan senyuman manja, kau hanya tertawa. Malu-malu tapi mau ku lihat sayang tampak jelas di matamu. Lama-lama kau sayang, katakan cinta untukku. Kamu memang yang pertama cinta menyentuh pipiku dengan manja. Karena kamu yang kurasa cinta mendapatkan segalanya. Kau mulai lagi dengan segala kumu, ku tersipu malu. Kau titip salam lewat mandaiku berdebu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. a quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know football has the power to bring people together? Yes, it really does. In Indonesia, watching football together has become a special way to build connection and togetherness. We call it Nobar, short for Nonton Bareng, which means watching a match together, not in a stadium, but through a live broadcast on TV. From cities to villages, people gather in all kinds of places, on house terraces, in small community spaces, just to enjoy the game side by side. It's not always on a television either. Sometimes, to get a bigger view, they use projectors and screen the match onto a large white surface. And because of time differences with the countries hosting the matches, these gatherings often happen late at night, even lasting until early morning. But that's part of what makes it so special. Watching together makes every moment more exciting, especially when a goal is scored and the whole place erupts in celebration. In the end, Nobar is more than just watching a game together. It's about coming together, sharing joy, and celebrating connection through football.
Soccer Fiesta.
Hanya untukmu, oh, tak kurasa. Sejak dulu kau ada di sini, pasti tak akan ada cinta yang lain. Tak kurasa sebelumnya, tak kurasa sebelumnya, tak kurasa sebelumnya, tak kurasa sebelumnya.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Every region in Indonesia has its traditional dances. Like in Belu, Timor, East Nusa Tenggara province, this district has abundant cultural wealth, especially in arts and customs. Among others, Likurai, which is one of the oldest dances performed by the majority of Belu society. Literally, the word Likurai comes from two syllables, Liku and Rai. Liku means mastering and Rai means earth. So, this dance means to rule the earth. There are, however, different views on the meaning of Likurai. According to a Belu customs and tradition figure, Ignatius Kalimau, Likurai in Tetum language is interpreted as Teberai. Following is his statement.
In Tetum, it is Likurai. In Bunak, it is Teberai. Teberai dance was held when Sun warriors went to a tribal war to take home the enemy's head.
Additionally, in Belu, the word Likurai consists of two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or earth, as stated by Pius Fahik as a cultural figure from Belu.
Kata Likurai sebenarnya mempunyai dua suku kata.
The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. Each has its own different meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Oleh karena itu kata Likurai sebenarnya dia berarti melayani.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women or feto will welcome the heroes or MEU. With this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men or mane who dance or haksoke carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahik.
Tarian likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian penjemputan.
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically, it is a dance that serves the land, for it is believed that the land is the source of light for humans. Therefore, likurai was performed to serve the land as a tribute. In its development, likurai dance was also used as a welcome dance for heroes returning from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some spearheads of the enemies from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So upon returning, the heroes were greeted with likurai dance.
Dan setelah para pahlawan itu kembali, para pahlawan tersebut disambut dengan tarian likurai tersebut.
Likurai dance is performed by a group of women while beating tihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the tihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with bells on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the tihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous silence. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke chilling experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which said to be moved about between the legs of the dancer's feet. Likurai dance has its own uniqueness as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure, who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
Tarian likurai ini merupakan satu tarian khas yang mempunyai keunikan.
Likurai dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments elsewhere, the dancers are on the stage or other preferred place, while likurai is unique for the fact that a dancer at the same time also becomes a musician.
Selain menjadi penari, dia sekaligus menjadi pemusik.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Atiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, likurai is unique.
Likurai itu alat musik yang unik.
Likurai musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, likurai is struck by a woman while dancing. Well, this is a really unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekasan tarian likurai itu,
the unique characteristic of likurai dance compared to other dances is that a likurai musician and dancer can perform a solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. Likurai music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two artistic activities carried out by one person.
Likurai remains the conqueror of war until now. Likurai, when performed in religious ceremony, shows that the faithful should become a hero who defeats evil. Likurai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guest to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While likurai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. tens or even hundreds of women get together in Tihar language. Tihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere. The men who are ready to dance along will look so mighty. It could be said that Likurai is a heroic dance which essentially contains elements of violent warfare, as well as gratitude for the success, prosperity, and is the pride of Belu people.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Bersandar di pelukmu, menatap di matamu, apakah kau ragu padaku? Kini aku ragu padamu. Adakah cinta yang tulus kepadaku? Oh, adakah cinta yang tak pernah berakhir, selalu untuk selamanya?
Basah di matamu,
Voice of Indonesia.
Golden Hour, Heavenly View, Wonderful Beaches, Rich Marine Biodiversity and Historical Places comprises around 110 to 342 islands scattered through it. Let me introduce you to Pulau Seribu. Pulau Seribu are the Thousand Island located in the north of Jakarta that can be accessed through ferry, boat or speedboat. Featuring a mix of inhabited islands, eco-resorts, and conservative areas, Pulau Seribu is the best choice for a retreat. Pulau Seribu holds a lot of secret due to not all of his islands is being a tourist attraction, but also holds a massive treasure within it, such as Pulau Pramuka, which is a turtle conservative center, also Pulau Pari that feature virgin sand beach and mangrove forests. Pulau Pari is a perfect place for snorkeling, cycling, and relaxed beach activities with eco-friendly ambience. Craving for an exciting activities? Pulau Tidung is the right choice, famed for the Love Bridge or Jembatan Cinta that connects Tidung Besar and Tidung Kecil Island. This island offers biking, snorkeling, sunset views, and water sports activities for you. Also, if you want to witness the beauty of under the sea, you have Pulau Harapan. This island is known for excellent diving and snorkeling spots, beautiful coral reefs, and serves as a gateway to nearby small islands like Dolphin and Perak Islands. And if you want a comfort place to stay and rest, and also want to spend a private time with your loved ones, Pulau Machan or Tiger Island is a great choice. Pulau Machan is an eco-resort island that offers private beaches, snorkeling, kayaking, and peaceful retreats ideal for honeymooners or nature enthusiasts. There's a lot of more about this heavenly place of Pulau Seribu Island that you can witness yourself will be waiting for you in Pulau Seribu.
Soccer Fiesta.
Did you know that in the history of the World Cup, players' hairstyles have also become iconic and unforgettable? One of them comes from David Beckham at the 2006 World Cup. With his simple yet elegant mohawk, Beckham managed to set a new trend. Barbershops across England were flooded with customers wanting to get the Beck's look. Then there is Ronaldo at a 2002 Korea-Japan World Cup. His hairstyle was truly unique, almost completely shaved, with just a small patch of hair at the front. Rumor has it, he did it to shift attention away from an injury he was dealing with. Unusual, but iconic. And of course, we can't forget Carlos Valderrama. With his signature golden blonde afro, Valderrama became one of the most recognizable players of all time. Even today, his hair remains an unmistakable part of his identity.
Soccer Fiesta.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening!
Mama
Voice of Indonesia.